RTS presents Nature Watch, a whole series of stories on Seychelles wildlife. Good evening, and once again, welcome to the program. Are male dogs entering your garden and urinating everywhere? Is your female dog on heats and becoming a nuisance? Tonight, Nimu Jivan Shah talks about the hows and whys of the mating habits of dogs.
It is that time of year when a young animal's fancy turns to love. Yes, my friends, it's dog breeding time again. These are the months when the dogs of Mahé come on heat, when dogs roam the streets in search of mates. My problem is that I have two young female dogs, which have recently become sexually mature and have come on heat. Coming on heat, or en saison in Creole, means that the females are physiologically ready to accept the advances of a male. And it seems that males from all over the south end of Mahé have entered my garden and urinated on my veranda. This ability of female dogs that are on heat to attract males from all over is well known in Seychelles, and we often make silly jokes about it. But actually, the ability to attract mates is probably the most important and central issue in the life of any animal. An animal that is sexually mature has to find a mate. Once it has found one, it has to ensure that it is the right species and the right sex. For a male, there is an added problem. He has to find out whether the female is sexually receptive and ready to accept him. All this sounds like a tremendous hassle, and it is. Even we know how difficult it is to find a suitable mate. Many animals have solved these problems with chemical messengers called hormones. All of you listeners probably know what hormones are. Internal hormones are responsible for the growth of hair on a young man's face and the deepening of his voice. Hormones regulate women's periods. There are two great classes of hormones: internal and external hormones. External hormones are usually called pheromones. Pheromones, unlike internal hormones, change the behavior not of the animal producing them, but of other animals around. Hormones regulate the life of animals, especially their reproductive and mating patterns. Female dogs, for example, have a breeding cycle called the estrus cycle, which is regulated by internal hormones. For most of the cycle, a female dog is sexually inactive, but at a certain point, she comes on heat or in estrus and is sexually ready. At this point, her eggs or ova are ripe and can be fertilized. She informs males of her condition by the release of pheromones. The pheromones drift in the air and are picked up by male dogs. They are also released in her urine. Males can smell and follow these chemical trails from considerable distances. Pheromones are first released before the female is properly on heat. Once a male has located the female sending the signals, he will attempt to mate with her. But she will force him to go through a courtship phase, which involves a lot of growling and running around. This courtship phase ensures that there is a male around when the female reaches full estrus. It also allows the female to choose between several males. As any observant dog owner has noticed, female dogs often choose the most superior mate from a group of males. She does this by judging his quality from his behavior, appearance, and the pheromones he releases. Male dogs, like many other male animals, also produce pheromones. The pheromones of male dogs, cats, and other animals are released in the urine of the animal. This is the reason why male dogs and cats have the disgusting habit of urinating everywhere. The urine marks inform other males of the sex, status, and territory size of the animal that has deposited them. Males, as well as females, can interpret urine marks to detect which male is dominant and superior. In other animals, such as rats and pigs, females will respond to tiny amounts of male pheromones. Humans spend much of their time in a world dominated by son et lumière. We respond largely to sound and visual images. The popularity of television sets and video decks in Seychelles is proof of this. We project our social status with visual objects such as new cars and expensive clothes. Our conscious responses to smells are usually confined to extremes, such as the pleasant odor of a perfume or the nauseating smell of rotting garbage. We tend to forget that in the animal world, odors play a variety of important roles. Signaling with odors may well be the oldest form of communication on Earth. In the distant past, primitive life forms that had not yet evolved the physiological equipment to broadcast and receive visual and acoustic signals may have relied on pheromones to communicate. In Seychelles, there are hundreds of animals that use pheromones for communication. Some species of male moths, or lai, can detect females of their own species from more than a mile away by pheromone trails. Couleuvres secrete pheromones. Fruit bats manufacture pheromones for mating. Tenorecs, or tang, emphasize dominance by marking their territories with pheromone-laden urine. Female dogs advertise their attractiveness not by using makeup or beautiful dresses, but by pheromones. Male dogs display their social status not by driving new cars, but by urinating.
That was Nature Watch. The program was produced and presented by Nemo Jivan Shah.